This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Well, healing, let's bring her on. Lila, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Let's get you to reintroduce yourself. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I do hear you. I'm sorry. There was a little interruption there.
Let's get you to reintroduce yourself, your show, and what's happening today.
Okay, well, my name is Lila Solnick, and my company, my business is Whole Heart Alchemy. I am an emotion code and body code practitioner. What this means is I release trapped emotions, trapped energies from the body to help it return to homeostasis, help it return to a balanced state. You know, we trap emotions and energies of all kinds in our bodies, which disrupt the energy flow and cause distortions in our energy field. And when we release those energies, those trapped emotions, the energy field will go back to its normal shape, and then the body will follow. It'll also normalize. It'll go back to a balanced state. So basically, that's that in short. And what I've been doing here on News for the Soul is doing heart wall releases. This is probably the simplest and most basic way to use the body code, but it's motion code. Not the body code, but it's an extremely powerful thing to do. The release of my heart wall was the thing that helped me decide to become a practitioner. It was such a powerful thing. So that's what we're doing today, is more heart wall releases.
All right. Well, we've got some people in line here, so let's get you started with the first caller, 504. 504, oops, sorry, 203, I meant to go there for standby. 504, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Debbie, Louisiana.
Debbie, hello. Have you been on before? Were you on last time? Yeah, were you on before?
Yeah,
I think there was
a
Debbie in the past. It's been a while. Okay, here we are. You're 60. And we have a heart wall that we started, right? And it ended at 768 feet. So that's great. I'm keeping really good notes now. All right. So let's see where it is now. First of all, I'm going to set an intention here and connect to you, your subconscious. Okay, so I'm going to ask, is there a heart wall present? I get yes. Is it less than 750 feet? Less than 700? Less than 650? Great. Less than,
wow.
Well, it's been a month, right?
Yeah. Has it been a month?
Oh, maybe more than a month, actually. Might have been 2 months. Wow. So, yeah, you've been, the interesting thing is when you start releasing the heart wall is that the body and the subconscious continue to process it. So even if there's been a long gap, you'll still be releasing something. Usually the most is released in the first week, I would say. And then, so that's why, you know, heart wall sessions are, between 2 to 4 days apart to keep that ball rolling. So let's see, less than 650. Is it less than 600? No. Okay. 640, 630. So it's somewhere around 630. Is it above 635? No, so it's 6312. Okay, so we're starting at 632. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Did you know, by the way, did you notice anything after the first session?
I've been going through some emotional things. So I think I've grown, I don't know if it's tolerance or compassion. I think it's compassion.
Okay.
But, yeah, but some days I wake up and I have like a, feels like a knot in the middle of my chest.
Okay.
Like a muscle that's like a fist. That's what I'm going to say, a fist.
Okay. Yeah, that's that could be the heart. Well, there can actually also be other things going on with your heart after. I don't mean the physical heart. I mean the energetic heart. So after we release the heart wall, there are other things that can be looked at to help that, you know, help you feel better. And as those energies are released, your heart, you will feel far more open, you know, to connecting and being with people.
I didn't realize that I allowed myself to be an emotional punching bag, so to speak, for people.
Right.
And so now that's what I'm hyper aware of.
Okay. Well, that's good. Actually, being aware of a personality trait that you weren't aware of is actually the first step. Because once you're aware of it, you're no longer that thing. You are just the observer of it. So now you can watch it and see when you do it and then choose to respond differently.
Okay.
You can learn to say no, for example, or stop.
Oh, I've been using the bad word for it.
Okay.
And that's right. I stop.
Yeah. I get it. Okay. So I'm connected and I'm going to find out what's the next emotion to be released. Is there a heartwell emotion we can release now? Is it, okay, I'm getting resentment.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so I'm going to do, is there anything we need to know? Nope, I'm going to release resentment. And I do that by swiping a magnet over my head as part of the governing meridian in the body, and that setting the intention and doing that releases the emotion. Okay, is there another heartwell emotion? Yeah. Okay, this time I get anxiety. And there's nothing we need to know for that. And when I ask, is there anything we need to know, it's like sometimes the subconscious will want to give out more information. We'll need more information to be shown. So like the age it happened, or if it was an association with an event or something like that. Or maybe where it
is. Or someone else's that I absorbed.
That is possible. But common, what I'm looking at right now are your trapped emotions. But it's entirely possible that you absorbed emotions. In fact, everybody does. And I find most of them happened, as far as my experience has gone so far, most of them are when you're a kid, when you don't have the filter to, you know, to be aware of what's going on energetically around you. Actually, a lot of adults don't either, but with kids, we're just so open, you know, things just come in. So if you see your parents arguing, and you might feel anger, you know, from your father or your mother, you might actually absorb that. And years later, it can cause some dysfunction in the body or cause some, you know, something. It could also be part of your heart wall.
Okay.
So at this point, though, all of these are your emotions. All right, so there's another heart wall emotion. Okay, this one is frustration. There's nothing we need to know. We're going to release frustration. And keep in mind, there are actually all different kinds of trapped emotions besides yours, or we call them common trapped emotions. There are inherited trapped emotions, and they're absorbed. There's also shared. So you might be with somebody very close, and you might have the same trapped emotion because you're in each other's presence so often. There's also prenatal. So this would have been trapped when you were in your mother's womb. And that could also, that usually is from your mother, but it could also be from someone else, you know, that was close to her. And then there's preconception, which means other lives, you know, previous lives, however you want to call it, past lives. that can also come through. And I find that that's, I mean, it's not uncommon, but it's, it doesn't happen often. So I don't know how to phrase that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, is there another one? I get depression. Okay, there's nothing we need to know. I'm going to release depression. Okay. Next. Get lack of control. Nothing we need to know there. I'm going to release lack of control. Is there another? Yep. I get blaming. Okay, releasing blaming. Okay, is there another heart wall? Yep. I get anger. Okay, releasing anger. Is there another one? Yep. Bitterness. And these, the ones, anger, bitterness, resentment, depression and frustration are all liver, gallbladder emotions.
Okay.
So that's what they're related to. And not that these are in those locations because they're in your heart wall, so it's around your heart. But, you know, it's nice to know that where these emotions can be stored.
Okay.
All right, so there's another one. I get taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. That's a liver gallbladder emotion. All right, releasing taken for granted. Okay, I get guilt. We're working on the liver gallbladder today. That's great. Okay, is there another one? Another heartful emotion. I get rejection. That's actually a lung or colon emotion.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay, is there another heartful emotion? Yep. I get effort unreceived. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release effort unreceived. I'm feeling that one go. All right. Okay, now I get defensiveness. Nothing we need to know. I'm releasing defensiveness. Let's see. That's released. Is there another? Yep. Get unworthy. Okay, that's released. Is there another heart wall emotion? Something else still. Okay, insecurity. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release insecurity. Is there another heart wall emotion? Okay, that was it. It's quite a lot. Wow. But that's okay. That's good. Your subconscious is ready to let it all go. That's you know, great.
Yeah.
Some people, you can only do a few. This is quite a lot. Okay, it's good. So let's see where the heart wall is now. It was 632. Is it less than that? Yeah, it was less than 600. Yep. Less than 550. No. Okay, so let's see. I said 550. Above 560. 5, 6. All right, 566 right now.
Okay.
That's really good.
Oh, awesome.
And between now and the next time we do this, either whether you, if you make an appointment with me or you call in, it will have gone down.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And if you want the emotions that were released this time and then from, I guess it was March, you can send me an email to info at wholeheartalchemy.net, and I will send you the information.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks again.
All right. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Keep in touch and definitely follow up. 203, as promised, is next. 203, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. I think you were on last time too, right?
When, no? How long? I don't think so.
Because there. Oh, but, that was a Diane. My apologies. That was another person.
That's okay. I was going to say, I'm not sure I've spoken to you before, but I could be wrong.
No, I don't think so. No, I haven't called in here yet. So, Pat, can I have your age?
69, 70 in July.
Okay. Well, we'll call you 69.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me set the intention and then connect. What I mean by intention is it's like an offering for the highest good of all to connect to you and allow me to help you this way.
Okay.
So my name is Pat. I am connected. All right. So let's see. Is there a Heartwell present? Yep. Let's see how thick it is. Is it more than 700, but not 800. More than 750? 40, 45. Okay. So it's 741. Okay. That's about average. Okay. So let's see what we can release. Is there a Heartwell emotion we can release now? Yes. Is it column A? Okay. The first thing I get is abandonment. And when we release abandonment, there's nothing we need to know. Okay, the next I get is heartache. Anything we need to know? I get yes. Okay, so when did this happen? Before the age of 30. Okay, sometime between 10 and 15. So was it 10, 11? I get 11 years old. You may or may not remember.
Yeah, I think I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember much from my childhood, but I have clients who, like, they ask me, am I thinking of the event that caused this? Yeah. Invariably, yes, because your body's already tuned into this. So,
yeah.
Okay. There's nothing else we need to know, so I'm going to release heartache. Okay. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Yeah. Okay, vulnerability to get to. All right, nothing we need to know there. I'm going to release vulnerability. Another heartwarming emotion. Okay, I'm getting betrayal. There's nothing to know there. I'm going to release that. By the way, are these emotions resonating?
Big time.
Okay. I'm getting frustration. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release frustration. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Yep. Taken for granted. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release taking for granted. Okay, another one. Love and received.
What was that?
Love and received. Releasing love and received. Is there another heartwarming emotion? Okay. Is this inherited? That's it. It's an inherited trapped emotion. These are always fun. because it blesses you and everybody between
right.
you and the original ancestor, and then your descendant, your children, if you've got any, your grandchildren, and then all
very
the descendants
cool.
of that person. I know, it's an amazing thing. All right, so this one here is in column A. Wow, it's a big one. It's terror.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So let's see. Now we do genealogy. Who did this come through? Your mother?
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's my favorite thing to do is releasing inherited trapped emotions. My niece adopted a little girl about 18 months ago, and as my gift to her, I've been releasing inherited trapped emotions because
wow.
you know, we don't know the history of her family, but I'm like, she's such a beautiful, bubbly, gorgeous child. It's like, ugh. And I don't know if it's me or just her nature or whatever, but I'm thinking, whatever.
No, it's both. Right. I'm sure it's both,
yeah.
yeah. The terror, I became agoraphobic around age 3 or 4.
Ah, okay. So this might help if you still have
yeah.
any of that kind of fear. This could help greatly. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's still there.
Oh, wow. I'm counting out generations. So right now it's at 60. Is it about 70? No. 5, 6, 7. 67 generations. In a moment, I'm going to calculate what that is. That's very, very old.
So
and this came.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. That's
was
okay.
Was each generation affected with the terror?
Probably. Well, you know, it depends on how prominent it probably became in that person's life.
Yeah.
So you might have had something in your life that triggered it and caused you to feel it. Other people,
yeah.
it may not have happened.
I see.
It depends. But they all had it in the sense of, you know, they had that, it was in the genes, literally. I think that's literally how the energy was in the gene. And it was transmitted from you to that original woman who experienced it.
Wow.
So this, yeah. This is very, very old. I don't often get such old inherited trapped emotions. So
oh, I'd love to figure out the date of that.
Well, I'm going to give you an idea.
Thank you.
Now I'm calculating. Yeah, this is 1,876 years ago. And I'm going to figure out what that is in years. Okay, so that was 147 A.D.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
What was
so,
going on then?
Depending on where your family was in the world, who knows, right?
Wow.
Now, you have to realize this is a really, it's a rough estimate. I used a multiplier
okay.
of 28 simply because
yep.
that feels right to me. Other people
yep.
use 25, whatever. So you have to give it, you know, like a couple centuries
sure.
on each side of that.
Sure.
Still,
yeah.
it's very, very old.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to release this for all generations, or at least terror, for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. And I'm swiping the magnet over my head 10 times. And this is going to release it from everybody. And the cool thing about inherited trapped emotions, it's not only from your ancestry and your family, but I think these inherited emotions add to the collective trauma.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. So that has been released. Yay.
You know, I had a reading once and ancestors came through and was pleading for me to stop the line of abuse, meaning please help us too. So I understand that concept that, you know, healing myself is oftentimes going back and healing the ancestors as well. So thank you.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I do have to say one more thing about inherited trapped emotions, because your ancestors were there with you while this was going on. And I kid you not on this. When Dr. Bradley Nelson has had seminars, he'll have someone on stage. And he related this story where he had a woman on stage and he was releasing an inherited trapped emotion, and someone in the audience could see spirits. They could see you know, people on the stage. And she said there were like 200 people around this woman waiting for the emotion to be released.
Oh my God.
Yeah, your family, you know, they're celebrating right now. They're happy.
Oh, I have goosebumps all over me. I'm so I can't tell you how grateful I am because I understand this so well with what I have dealt with in my life, and you know, been unable to express and being sent away to mental institutions, you know, for some real sanity, you know. So thank you. So it's got me to ponder a lot of stuff, which makes me understand you very, very, very well, and I'm so, so grateful.
You're very, very welcome. It's a pleasure to do this, and it brings me great joy to do it. So I think we're even in that, right?
Well, I have tears in my eyes, goosebumps.
Well, you're very welcome. Okay, so let's carry on, because there's probably more to go here. Yeah, there is more inherited trapped, and that is a more inherited. Okay, not today. But there will be other trapped emotions, but not inherited today. See, this is a huge release. Energetic, this inherited trapped emotion like this is a huge energetic release. And usually when something like this happens, I can't release a whole lot more. But we'll see. You know, it's up to your subconscious. It may want to keep going. So let's see what happens. Okay, the next one is dread. And that is yours. Okay, is there another trapped emotion we can release? Ah, and there we go. That was it. Dread was the last one. But let's see how we did here. It was 741 lessons. 40. Less than 650. No, less than. Okay, so. Six. 657 I get. Okay. So that's a good release.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. And the idea here is not to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Because these releases, they can really, you know, they don't hurt, but people get exhausted.
Sure.
You may feel some of the echoes of these emotions. And, you know, if you do that and you don't know why you're feeling it, let it, you know, just acknowledge it, let it go, send it away with love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask, as my dog is sighing, are the animals affected in people's lives who go through this healing? I kind of feel like they probably understand and see more than we do.
Well, I can't say specifically what I know about animals as far as that, but I do know animals have their own trapped emotions, and they do absorb emotions from us.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Yeah. And I've worked with animals. I've worked with cats and dogs.
Yeah.
I'd like to work with horses one day. But every animal, you know, just about every animal we have in our lives will experience emotions.
Yes.
And, yeah, so definitely can release those for your dog.
The one I have now, that's 14, his first 2 years of his life was 24/7 abuse. So he came pretty, pretty tense. And, you know, it's taken a whole lifetime. So, yeah, so that's why he's listening and sighing and looking at me.
Yeah, go ahead.
How often do you have your show?
This show is once a month. It's every second Friday of the month.
And do you have a website?
I do. It's wholeheartalchemy.net.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And if you just want to contact me, if you want to contact me directly, just send an email to info@wholeheartalchemy.net. And I will respond almost as soon as I get it.
Thank you. I'm
you are so welcome, Pat.
Wonderful. And what's remarkable in my life right now is I'm being ministered by a church in the Midwest online, and their church is called One Whole Heart.
Oh, my God. Now I got chills.
So you got my attention when you were talking about, you know, healing the heart and the broken heart. I thought, wow. And mm-hmm. I'll just say quickly, they may want me to do a testimony. So I was going through my head, and then I realized people aren't going to want to hear all the million horrible things that happened in your life. Just say the root. And of course,
yes.
The first thing you said, abandonment. So, I mean, it's really interesting. Thank you.
And you're very welcome, Pat.
This
okay.
is wonderful. So grateful.
You're welcome, Pat.
God bless.
So am I. Thank you
Thanks,
very much, Pat.
Pat.
Thank you, Nicole.
Make a note of it to call back in and check in next month, second Friday of the month.
Yep.
In Pacific. Let's go to, 309, your next, 415, you're in the wings. We should have time for those two anyways. Let's find out.
Mm-hmm.
309, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Julie from Central Illinois.
Hi, Julie. You've been on here. Whoa, there's a lot of noise back there. But you've been on here before, right? Is that correct? I couldn't hear you.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, okay.
If you've got us on speakerphone, take us off speakerphone. There's some weird background noise.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very hard to hear.
Hold on.
Okay.
There we go. Got it.
There we go. Okay, so when we finished last time, your heart wall was 81 feet.
Right.
So I'm thinking it's going to be gone by the end of this session.
I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah, 81 feet, yeah, it's going to be a lot less. Although the interesting thing is that the last few feet always end up being chock full of stuff, so it's really wild how this works. I don't know. I haven't figured it out myself yet as far as that goes. Okay, so I'm setting the intention. All right, I'm connecting. Okay, Julie, is there a heart wall? There is still a heart wall. Let's see where it is. Is it less than 70, less than 50? Less than 10? It's not less than 10. Okay. Less than 15, so it's less than 20. So is it 15, 16 feet? There we go. See that? 16
feet. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have to say that things that used to trigger my emotions don't trigger me anymore. There's still a few things that trigger me, but it's been phenomenal how many things don't trigger me anymore to go into an emotional state.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy to hear that. All right. Let's see what we can do today, right? It'll be gone.
Mm-hmm.
16 feet is nothing. So is there heart wall emotion we can release now? Okay, this is going to be inherited. Ooh, we're going to do inherited trapped emotions. Okay. Is this in column A? Okay, I'm getting inherited grief. Let's see. Who this came through, your mother? This came through your father, grandfather, great-grandfather. More than 15, 16 generations. We're doing a lot of 16s today. I always look at numbers. They're fun.
Oh, yeah. All
right. This came from a great-grandfather. Anything we need to know? Nope. I'm going to release grief for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. Okay. Is there another heart wall emotion we can release? Is it inherited? Another inherited. Okay. This is typical, actually. The last few emotions, typically inherited. And my thinking is that we will form a heart wall, you know, if there is a basis, the inherited trapped emotions form the foundation of the heart wall, so that it may or may not be built depending on our life. So if we have a traumatic life, we'll definitely build a heart wall. If it's a relatively kind life to us, there's not much trauma, then the heart wall probably won't form. But I've not yet come across anybody who didn't have a heart wall. So let's see. Who did this come through? Your mother, your father. Okay, this is your father again. Grandfather, great-grandfather. So 31. Yeah, 31 generations. First one experienced this was a male. This came from a great-great-great-great-grandmother. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release anger for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. Nine and ten. All right. 10 swipes. And that's been released. Is there another heartwell emotion? Is it? Okay, so it's an odd row. Stubbornness. Okay, this is yours. Not inherited. I'm going to release stubbornness. Another heartwarming emotion. Okay. It's not panic. Okay, I get inherited hatred. That's a good emotion to get let go of. Let's see how old this is. It's come through your mother. Well, your father and this family are getting blessed.
Through my father, it's phenomenal because I worked on my family tree in 1991, and there were over 900 people who were alive at that point on one version of the family tree, and
wow.
That's not including all the people who had died. I mean, one branch, that's what I meant.
Right. That's amazing. That's a lot of people in that time frame to be alive. That's
mm-hmm.
great. It's good that you could track it. You know, that's a lot of fun. Let's see. So I have hatred. It was 36 generations. The original person who tracked it was male. There's nothing we need to know. I'm going to release hatred for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. Eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Is there another heart wall emotion that we can release now? Is there a heart wall present? I get no. So it's been cleared. Now, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Let me ask this question because depending on the trauma in our lives, there may be what used to be called a hidden heart wall. It's just basically another layer which your heart, your subconscious doesn't want to let go of yet. And I had a second heart wall. So is there a hidden heart wall? I get there is. So there is actually more stuff we can clear. Let me ask this question to your subconscious before. Let's see. Would it be okay? Would it be for your highest good to release the hidden heart wall? In about a month. I get, yeah, in a month. Let's see, can we release it sooner? We could. Let's see, in a week? No, 2 weeks? 3 weeks. Okay, so hidden heart wall could be released in 3 weeks or in a month. That's pretty funny. Well, you know, it gets specific, and it does it for a good reason. So, you know, it's there to the heart wall was there to protect you.
Right.
Yeah. And it may be that this clearing, there's a lot of heavy stuff here. This has to alchemize and be transformed.
Yeah, that makes
before
sense.
You can let more go. Yeah. But there you go, Julie. At least that layer's
that's
gone.
That's awesome. I feel like I can, my heart's vibrating, like I can feel my heart vibrating.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic. I'm so happy to hear that.
Thank you so much, Lila.
You're so welcome, Julie.
I'll see you next month.
And keep in touch.
Yes, there we
feel
go.
Feel free to call back in, too.
Yep.
So probably last caller today is going to be 415. Here we go. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne from New Mexico.
New Mexico, okay. Oh, you were here last time, right? Age 55?
Yeah, it seems like longer than a month ago, but I have been on once before.
Yeah, it was May 12th, so that was the last one. And your heart wall ended at 459 feet. So, let's see. Is there still a heart wall? Oh, first of all, you have a disconnect. It's actually kind of important to remember to disconnect from your clients.
Right.
So, I'm going to set the intention and connect. Okay, and I am connected. Let's see. So, is it still 459? No, it's not. Is it less than 400? Less than 300? Less than 350? Ooh, good. Less than 340. Okay, so less than 345. No, 45, 6. Okay, 346. That's good. That's almost 100 feet, right? Yeah, okay. No, it's not. It's less than. Ooh, okay. A little dyslexia creeping in there. Okay. 346. All right, so is there a heart wall emotion we can release today? Okay, first thing I get is discouragement. Nothing we need to know. I'm going to release discouragement. Is there another heart wall emotion? Yep. Okay, indecisiveness. Gonna release that. Is there another heart wall emotion? Frustration. Releasing frustration. Okay, is there another heart wall emotion? I get low self-esteem. Can I release low self-esteem? Another heart wall emotion? Yep. I get betrayal. I think we had that last time.
But they can... Hello?
I got really quiet. Do we still have Lila on?
I'm on.
Okay, because it got really super quiet.
Yeah, Lila is gone.
Okay. Was the call finished, or what was happening?
Halfway through, probably.
Lila's line is dropped. Okay, stand by. We'll just give her some dial-in and back-in music here. Hopefully she wasn't going too far along without us. It happens. Oh, she's back. Lila, do we have you back?
Nicole?
Lila, do we have you back?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep,
can you hear me now?
Hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Yep.
I don't know what happened. I was doing it, and then... okay.
You said the word... the last thing you said was betrayal, and that knocked you off.
Oh, my gosh. I was betrayed by the internet. Okay. I just kept working. I just kept working because I didn't know. So, okay.
Wonderful.
After betrayal was despair, guilt...
Okay.
And I just found self-abuse, and I'm going to release that.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And somebody's got something going on there. Okay. Let's see. I'm getting dread. And I'm going to release dread. I get anxiety. And that was also we had that last time. All right, releasing anxiety. Another one here. Okay. Frustration. You had that earlier, but I get it again. And when it happens like that, it just means it's another instance of experiencing that emotion through a different event. So okay. You could have, you know, it's like, when I first started doing this, I'm like, why is that showing up again? And I'm like, okay. Eventually I realized, oh, okay. So now he's got worry. And there's nothing we need to know. I'm going to release worry. Is there another heartwell emotion? Yep. Lack of control. Okay, releasing lack of control. Okay, I get hopelessness. Releasing hopelessness. Another one that's on the same line is helplessness. That's stomach or spleen. Okay. Releasing helplessness. I get creative insecurity. So if you're a creative person and have some blocks.
Yeah, for sure.
This might help you start creating again.
Great. Wonderful. Yeah, it's like the daily practice. You know, I need to, whatever, even, you know, just for fun, write every day, paint every day, do whatever. Yeah, every day.
Whatever it is that you want to do, right?
Yeah, right.
All right, I get unworthy. I'm releasing that. So is there another heartwell emotion we can release? No, that's it for now. Still quite a lot. So let's see. Is this under 300? Yep. 250. All right. Under 270. 265. Under 65. 6. What's with the sixes? All right. 266.
Funny.
That's great. Sometimes the numbers I get coincide with something that's special for the client, which I find it's great. It's like we're always getting messages right from our guides and our subconscious, and like it's like a confirmation. So I don't know if six is special for you, but you know, it might be. All right. So Anne, did you notice anything from last time?
I think the worry and anxiety lowered. I noticed that.
Okay, great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're so welcome, and let us know what happens. And if you want a list of the emotions that I've released so far, you know, send me an email. I'll send them on to you.
Great.
All right. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Anne. Keep in touch and let us know how it goes. I like that people are calling back in for, you know, next layers of stuff removal. And so we're down to the final few minutes, Lila. Maybe you can talk a bit about that and why it is good that people, you know, call back in and do the next layer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once you start this process, it's really kind of important to complete it. Just so you can get to that space where you are open and receptive and can feel love, gratitude, joy, you know, and connect to people. This is like the biggest thing you can start with. And it doesn't take, obviously, you know, people are listening. It takes more than one session. It's not something you can do really quickly. The only ones I've seen with small heartwells are children. And even children, you can't do too quickly. I find with children, you can only release maybe 5 or 6 emotions at a time. So it's going to take a bunch of sessions, which is why, you know, I have a heartwell package on my website that is 4 sessions, which you buy at a discount. And it pays to do it. Now, sometimes it can take more than 4 sessions. You know, the average is like 3 to 5, I find. So but you got to finish it up. You know, you just got to go the whole way. beyond that, you know, it's up to you if you want to do more work. So, yeah.
So tell us how the heart wall package works then.
Okay. Well, the heart wall package has, let's say, 10 sessions. Not 10. I'm sorry. 4 sessions. And each one, I'm trying to remember the price, the individual price. It might be like $84, I think, each session. I have my price for one session is $99. But what I've done is I've created a coupon code for News for the Soul listeners that gives them a 10% discount off of all packages. I have another one, a 3-pack for regular sessions. And so that's a 10% off, you know, that whole price. So I don't have the numbers in front of me. That's okay. You'd think I would do that. But anyway,
that's
we,
okay.
We can do that.
We get the gist.
Yeah. Yeah. So the code for the Heartwall package is NFTSHW10. So that's News for the Soul, Heartwall 10. And that gives you 10% off of all packages. The if you just want one session and you're a News for the Soul listener, you get 10% off of all services. So whatever it is. So that's NFTS10. And if you want to contact me directly, you can do that through info@wholeheartalchemy.net. You can visit my website and schedule a free 15-minute chat to find out if, you know, this is something you want to do, find out more. And, yeah, I'd love to meet some of you people. It'd be great. I love doing this. I love helping people. One of the things I do before getting on the air is I get into that space of love and gratitude for all the people that I'm going to help. And, you know, that just opens my heart. And this is something I wasn't able to do 3 years ago. You know, I had a heart wall, and I released it. And that just changed everything for me. And, in fact, I wouldn't be able to do this at all. I mean, I had really very deep unworthiness issues. I mean, you know, I can't imagine. So I think about this, you know, like if I think about it, I would never have been able to do this ever. So,
wow.
Yeah, this stuff works. This, yeah, it's very, very, very powerful modality. So I, you know, and if, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to
yeah,
say it's really interesting and just how the flow of the show goes, because basically our rule of thumb, you know, is people kind of getting to know the host and, you know, we're kind of getting established and doing some presentation style, but you dove in with open lines right away. But it's always worked, you know, because of the flow of, and the power of this energy.
Yeah, It's phenomenal, and I'm really enjoying the show now. I can feel that it's better. You know, in the beginning, yeah, sure, I didn't know what I was doing, so I'm stumbling around. Now, once I get started, it's like, yeah, let's get this going, and it's very powerful. And by the way, I feel the emotions, too. I feel energy in my body when something comes in, so I'm like, I feel it. And that's actually a relatively new thing, you know, in the last 6 months or so, I'd say. So I'm also growing
wow.
with this stuff. Yeah. It's very cool. It's like
very
so cool.
exciting stuff. Yeah. Well, you're doing important work, and I love how you have fine-tuned your focus and that we're able to help people in this hour. I'll remind everybody, too, we've got Lila all linked up at newsforthesoul.com and back on second Friday of the month next month, July. So call back
yep.
in for your heart tune-up.
Yeah.
Or a new heart wall removal thingy. Lila, thanks so much for being here and doing what you do.
You're so welcome, Nicole. Thank you for the opportunity. I'll see you later.
Awesome. See you later indeed. Looking forward to it. And next open line show today is at 4 p.m. Pacific. Mediumship readings with Julie. She's also very good. We have a good crew here. Newsforthesoul.com. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.